This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM and Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio, is definitely in a full swing. I go by the name of King Bash, with the mentor stock himself, your side chick's favorite DJ, on this beautiful Friday afternoon. It is the Capricorn Adventure. It is the motoring experience with our motoring journalist, Pashirin Naidu. He's back behind the wheel. And today we are unpacking two standout SUVs, the refined diesel-powered Mazda CX-60. Takumi and the ever-popular value-driven Haval 86 is on the line right now. Welcome back, Pashirin. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hi, Kimbesh. I'm fantastic. And yourself?
I'm great, Pashirin. I'm so, so great. Excited, blessed. And I want to just find out about, you know, this new Mazda CX-60 Takumi. All right. What stood out for you in terms of the design and the premium feel?
Well, and it was absolutely gorgeous in the metro. Yeah, I must admit, I was very impressed. It's a very confident, look. One could say it's a head turner. This CX-60 Takumi embodies Mazda's Kodo design language. So what you're getting is a very strong, planted stance, pretty muscular and slightly boxy too. But, you know, it adds to that visual appearance. And it's very clean and elegant and actually just looks very premium and quite nice.
All right. Speaking of premium, now, how does the cabin experience stack up, you know, especially at this price point?
Okay, so it's not, let's say, Mercedes-Benz level where you got these, like, you know, banded lighting, all these fancy things. None of that. It's actually well built, which is great. There's no creaky cabin whatsoever. Lots of leather trims galore. The entertainment screen is good, though it's not touchscreen anymore, so you have to control it via a rotary dial, but that's fine. I mean, as I say, they're trying to eliminate distractions, so I'm all for it. And just everything about it just feels nice. Sound system is great, sunroof is good. You do get ventilated seats, but not heating, so you will be not so happy in the winter time. But apart from that, just everything is nice, eh? I must admit, you if you sat in it, you would like it too. It's very minimalistic.
Oh, all right. Now, out on the tar, how does the diesel engine perform? I mean, is it more about comfort or driving enjoyment?
Yeah, so it's more for, it means it's a bit of both, eh? Actually, that 3.3-litre inline diesel motor is actually the standout for this car because it's like, it's silky smooth. That's how I would describe it. You've got a lot of power as well, 187 kilowatts and 500 newton meters of torque. And of course, against, let's say, your rivals like the X3 and Audi Q5 and Volkswagen Teyron, many of these cars don't offer that inline diesel experience, which, you know, you've got the torque and that torquey richness all together. And fuel-wise, it's not bad. I got it in early 7 meters per 100 kilometers. And in the premium SUV space, it's about 1 million rand. And it is a lot of money to fork out, but these days, which car is cheap? I mean, you know, where are you going to get good quality? And Mazda is backed up by reliability, so there's that pro car there.
All right. Now, onto the value-driven Haval 86. I mean, I've seen so many of these. Now, I want to find out from you as well, Pashirin, what makes it such a strong contender within the SUV space?
So I think, firstly, it's because, of course, you're getting a lot of bang for your buck. Lots of tech, a nice modern, you know, look. And it comes in at an affordable price of the 495,000. And against its rivals like the Clio 8 Pro Max and Jayco J7, which is in a similar price bracket, it stands out. I'm not a big fan of these other rivals. I think the Haval 86 is better out of all of those because it just feels more reassured and put together well. And especially if you look at the German rivals like the Tiguan, the X3 and Q5, those climb over 800K to the 1 million rand mark. And that's where consumers are in a bit of a, where do you go? And I think, if I were in the market for a family SUV and I needed something that had everything, but I'm not killing myself, I think the 86 stands out because of that. And yeah, that would be it in a nutshell, really.
Now, I've always been wondering how it feels behind the wheel, you know. So maybe you can just enlighten me on that. How's the drive on this car and who is it best suited for?
So definitely it's quite sprightly. It's a 2-litre turbo petrol motor and it's quite powerful too, 170 kilowatts, which is not bad for a family SUV. And I remember driving it on the open road in Front Shook where we pushed it to its limits in and around the corners and the mountain passes. And I was quite impressed by how, you know, it felt very easy to drive and maneuver in the corners, and 8.3 liters on the kilometers, and it's obviously best suited for your family goers and anyone who wants something comfortable and a no-fuss kind of SUV. Mm. But personally, you know, I'd probably go for more Japanese. I'd probably stick like a Mazda CX-3 or something a bit more familiar to me, because I think reliability for me plays a big aspect personally. I like Chinese cars. I like the 86, but I'm just more thinking of longevity. Because we own a Mazda 3 and have had that for about 11 years now.
Wow.
And still moving. So, yeah, that's Japanese reliability, really.
No, most definitely. I actually agree with that, Prashubin. But before I let you go, what is your motoring tip of the week and your Hot Friday jam?
All right. So, before you buy a vehicle, especially a used one, always have it inspected by professionals. Services like View for You can give you, you know, that condition report, which is great. It will save you a lot of money down the line, and we'll end up with AKA Lemonade.
Prashubin, thank you so much for coming through, giving us all that insight. Catch you again next week, Friday. Do have yourself a fantastic, warmer weekend.
Cool, congrats. Take it easy and listen up there. Cheers.
All right, that's how we wrap it up with Prashubin Naidu on the Capricorn Motoring Experience. Catch him again next week, Friday. And also, do follow him and check out his work on topspeed.com and ednews.co.za. Follow him on all social media platforms at Wheels and Journeys.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.